We about to get started. We about to get started. Really long time. What's going on, everybody? And welcome back to another edition, another installment, another episode of your favorite, not sports, Lord have mercy, your favorite anime commentary podcast, manga podcast, new and the latest games podcast, the Black Hockey Podcast is back. I'm your host, Ty the Pod Guy, Big Ronza, Big Tyronza in the building. What's going on, everybody? Great week, great day. First of all, I want to say thank y'all for y'all continuous listens and support. I know we've been, you know, not out of commission, but we haven't really been bringing content to you guys like I thought I would. More to come on that on Patreon. If you have not listened already, we have a new show that is out right now via Patreon. It will be out to the public April 1st. It is my new show and podcast, Who is Tyronza? So check that out right now on our Patreon, available right now. Again, $3 a month, free for a week. And if you don't like what you get, we get it. I don't mind. You know what I'm saying? It's never a slight to me. You feel what I'm saying? Never think that it's that. You feel what I'm saying? So we appreciate the support. We love y'all, and we thank y'all so much for continuously listening and supporting the podcast. All right, so let's get into the show, because there's a few things I definitely want to discuss. So first on the docket, I'm convinced at this point that I now have to get into Dragon Ball Z Daima. I did have my reservations. Okay, I did, you know, have my reservations about the show, right? I'm not going to sit here and lie to you. I was thinking that it was going to be more GT based. It was going to be a GT type of a show. I really did. I really thought that the actual, how can I say, portrayal of the show was not going to live up to the Toriyama of it all. Real talk. And some of the clips in some of the last episodes, I was clearly wrong. I was definitely wrong in my assessment. And so I definitely have to now watch it, have to get into it, because I was clearly wrong. Super Saiyan 3 Vegeta finally gets a cameo. You know how long us as Dragon Ball Z fans have waited for a Vegeta Super Saiyan 3 cameo? Like, there's so many games that have been played with Vegeta turning Super Saiyan 3, right? Even in another dimension, in an alternate universe, all that good stuff. But to see it firsthand, right? To see Goku go Super Saiyan 4, right? No, and again, GT elements, but It had another swagger to it. And so I would definitely be checking it out. It is one of those animes that will definitely be in the running for, you know, anime of the year and design and action, best moment, all of that good stuff. You know, the anime awards are right, Crunchyroll awards and all the award shows are right around the corner when it comes to these shows. So I'm definitely going to give it a listen. Definitely going to give it a watch. You feel what I'm saying? And a listen, right? Because it just looked that good, especially at the end. I think it was slow at the beginning, right? And then when they turned into kids, I'm not going to lie, I was sitting there like, oh God, here they go again, turning them into kids. Huh? We're children again. Okay. All right. Right. But I think it served a purpose. And very great reception from it. So I think that I will definitely be checking that out. So, Solo Leveling. First of all, I didn't know Solo Leveling was a manga, right? And I think I said this to y'all maybe the last episode that we had. But I didn't know Solo Leveling was even a manga. So to know Solo Leveling was a manga, now all the Solo Leveling clips and spoilers and teasers have been coming up on all of my feeds, right? And, you know, I'm not going to spoil it for a lot of us who, again, don't read the Solo Leveling manga, because I don't really. I kind of just wait for the anime to do its thing. And I'm that type of way, too. If I'm very versatile in how I do my anime and my mangas. If I read the manga and then watch the anime, okay. If I watch the anime, then read the manga, okay. If I don't read the, you know, manga and watch the anime, okay. If I read the manga and don't watch the anime, fine. For me, you know, and all this back and forth of, oh, you got it. Who are you a real anime? Listen, bro, if you love the world of anime, if you love what it has brought you, then continue to love it. You understand what I'm saying? I don't like the back and forth and the tit for tat about, you know, people having to be of a certain ilk or of a certain this and that. Now there is now hold on, because I'm being kind of a hypocrite. I'm not gonna lie. You do kind of have to know, you know, some of the good ones, the Yu Yu Hakusho, the Inuyashas, and all of that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? Cowboy Bebop. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. You know, you got to know it. You got to know it. But, yeah. I felt as though Solo Leveling is going to be one of those shows this year that is definitely going to take home a lot of awards. Solo Leveling's just story premise is amazing. I think the story continues to get better as the seasons continue to go on. In the latest episode, we see damn near all the S-Rank hunters get annihilated by the Ant King, right? Because we see the S-Rank hunters with, you know, Chien and the dude who can turn into a wolf or a beast in his beast mode, and, you know, Fire Dude, you know what I'm saying, just trying to kill the queen or killing the queen. And then Ant King was just murking everybody. Every S-Rank damn near murking them. And that was like, damn. So I'm glad that now we're about to see what Jinwoo is about to do, right? Now, again, I'm not going to spoil it, because most of us in the anime world who know of the manga, or if you read the manga religiously, know what's going to happen next, right? But to see it, to see how the Ant King was going crazy and knocking their heads off the way. Like, I mean, once he understood the Ant Queen was dead, he went straight to Chien and just knocked her clean into the rocks. Like, it wasn't even a, she was like, damn. She couldn't even say damn. She was done. He was slicing and dicing mother. Hey, where your king at? I'm trying to see who your king is. You feel what I'm saying? Like, because y'all just killed my queen. Y'all just killed my mom. Damn near. So, yeah, I'm trying to knock off some heads. And he was, listen, heads he knocked off. Do you hear me? He knocked off some heads. I was like, damn. This is a ruthless ant. This is one of those ants you can't squish. No. He'll take your head off before before you even lift your leg up. And it was great to know, like, in the midst of everything. And of course, Jinwoo is like this now, the Shadow Monarch, you know, putting the shadows on all of the S-rank hunters. I feel like Jinwoo knew to a degree that all of the S-rank hunters were not going to. This is your fourth time attempting this, right? This is your fourth raid on this place. And this is without the Ant King even being born yet. This is just off the rip, like, hey, y'all couldn't even defeat the Ant Queen and what she had going on. So y'all now finally, after four raids, you know what I'm saying? After three raids on your fourth try, you finally defeat the Ant Queen, not knowing that, hey, she had a whole motherfucking son who's way stronger than her and obviously way stronger than y'all. You feel what I'm saying? And so now to now see Jinwoo about to do his thing is amazing. And let me say this. This is a great show where the dub matches like the anime. Like, great job when it comes to that. Seriously, great job when it comes to that. Because the actual anime matches the dub. It matches, like, Jinwoo's dub voice really is sinister. He has that, whoever is acting for him, and I know that voice actor, I don't know his name, but I know that voice for sure. Great voice. He very much matched, so you feel very much matches well with the character of Jinwoo. So shout out to Big Woo. I'm excited to see him and the Ant King go toe to toe in the next episode. I'm pretty sure the season finale is coming up soon. You know, they gave us 13 episodes in the first season. We'll see what happens in the next, I guess, two episodes, right? All right, so before we get out of here, let's get on to One Piece, because One Piece is like all hell is breaking loose. Right? So we know that One Piece, the actual anime, is coming back next month in April, which we are very excited for. However, and but, the manga has been going off. I mean, has been going off. Now listen here. The premise is basically this. Luffy has been trying to free Loki because him and Loki made a deal or whatnot. And he said, let me get this key. He got the key from Scapper Gabon, you know what I'm saying, who tested him and all of that good stuff. Okay, cool. You then go to Loki, right? Because Loki done sat here and got fucked up by Shanks' brother and one of the Holy Knights. The Holy Knights then sit here and amass their own army and summon more Holy Knights to the, you know, to the fray, right? And now they activating their powers and doing whatever they doing. Now here's the thing. I believe it was Zoro? One of these fools unlocked this man's shackles. Not just one, right? Thinking that one sea stone shackle was going to be enough for this massive giant. And he's massive. He's huge. He's huge. He's bigger than any, like, he's bigger than Kaido. For sure bigger than Kaido. No wonder the Holy Knights wanted him, were trying to recruit him. I mean, in the most brutally, right? Like, I can't even say the B word. In the most brutalist way possible. But Jesus, this man is huge. He picks up the hammer. Ragnar. Picks up Ragnar and smashes the damn tree. Now, all he did was smash the tree. What does the tree do? Burst into flames. What happens? Probably Ragnarok. Now, he's trying to sit here and destroy Elbath. Okay. Now, it has already been confirmed that he has ate a secret devil fruit. We don't know what that devil fruit is. We don't know what it may be. It has been speculated and theorized that it's a mythical zone fruit where he can turn into Fenrir, the Wolf. Now, if he can do some shit like that, listen, that's nuts. However, I believe this will be a great test for Luffy and Zoro to test their newfound strength that they've won, you know, after they fought Kaido and King and all of that good stuff. I feel like this will be a fantastic test for them to test their new strength and maybe even go beyond. Right? I feel like Scapper Gabon is about to get involved. We already know that the Holy Knights are involved. Again, where the hell is Kid? I don't believe Kid is dead. However, I do think to a degree that Kid... Oh, my bad. Because that thing is in my camera shot. But I do believe to a degree Kid is somewhere on Elbaf. You can't tell me he's not. I really do believe that. So if you tell me that he's on Elbaf, is he going to help Luffy? We'll see. However and but, the next chapter is going to be crazy. It's going to be crazy. To know Loki again is to know that he's the trickster. He is the deceiver, the manipulator. He's going to sit here and trick you into doing something that you should not be doing. And of course, we know Luffy for as long as we have read him and known him. He is going to sit here and do something crazy and dumb and stupid. He'll make it up at the end of the day, but he gonna do something crazy and stupid. And the crazy and stupid thing was letting this man out of his shackles, thinking that one Seastone prison shackle was gonna do anything. That didn't do shit. That wasn't gonna do nothing. That wasn't gonna do not a damn thing. Which was hilarious. So I'm excited to see what happens when it comes to Luffy and Shanks. I mean, even Shanks. I don't know if Shanks comes back to Elbaf because of his brother. Again, my question still stands. Does Shanks know about his brother and vice versa? Does he know about his father and vice versa? I need to know. These are questions that I gotta know. We have been confirmed that Zoro has Conqueror's Haki. I'm excited for him to awaken that really to the best of his ability and fullest of his ability, because that's going to be amazing. Amazing. So I'm excited for this. Before we go, I have really been into the latest game, the latest installment of Dynasty Warriors. Love this latest installment of Dynasty Warriors. I've been playing Dynasty Warriors since Dynasty Warriors 1, like that, probably like 2000 and whatever. You feel what I'm saying? So then for them to put out a new Dynasty Warriors, fantastic. Love it. I just literally copped the Bleach game, the Bleach Thousand Blear Blood War, whatever, the new game that's coming on PS5. Just copped the new Assassin's Creed with Yasuke. I'm excited about that. I've been waiting for March. I've been waiting for March. Like, y'all don't know. A brother has really been waiting for March for real. Like, for real, I've been waiting for March. This is my time. These are my two, like, Assassin's Creed, as I've told y'all before, is one of my favorite games of all time, just because of its storyline, its integration of storylines, free world, and action. It's amazing. And I'm very excited for this Bleach game. I've been saying for a long time, and I think the anime community has been as well, we needed a Bleach game. It's been too damn long. It's been like 20, 30 years. Everybody has put out every major big anime, from Jujutsu Kaisen to One Piece to Dragon Ball Z to Naruto, has put out some type of game on a PlayStation, on an Xbox, on a Wii. The fact that Bleach has not, and it's considered one of the big three in some people's eyes. Hell, it's one of the top 10 for real in most people's, to all people's eyes, you definitely top five should have definitely had a game out. But sometimes you gotta wait and you gotta be patient. And I've been patient. I paid the $9.99. Okay, I paid the $9.99. All right. Or I'm sorry, not the $9.99, the $99.99. I pay for the Ultimate Edition. I pay for the Ultimate Edition and the Deluxe Edition on both games. Don't play with me. Don't play with me. I want the full experience. All right. All right, y'all. I love y'all so much. We'll be back with another one. Stay easy, be breezy. Let us know what animes y'all want us to talk about, or just check out some new animes. Let us know in the comments. DM us Epic Echo Pro. Again, you can follow me at who is Tyronza on Instagram. Follow me on YouTube at Tyronza D Hicks. Who is Tyronza is coming out April 1st, so be sure to check out that. And the Opinionated Brothers have been officially discontinued. Okay, so the Opinionated Brothers, you can check out this last episode before we kind of take it off the air. But yeah, just wanted to let y'all know that. But stay easy, be breezy. We'll be back with another one. We love y'all, and this has been another one, of course. Phenomenal rest of your March, and we'll see y'all on the next one. Peace.